This is BOA News by remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Donald Trump conceded for the first time on Thursday that Joe Biden will be the next president, a day after his supporters stormed the U.S. Capitol as Congress was certifying Biden's victory. Trump, who as recently as Thursday morning continued to claim falsely that the election had been stolen from him, condemned Wednesday's violence, saying rioters had defiled the seat of American democracy, and said his focus would now turn to ensuring a smooth transition. Trump's remarks come after Democrats, the top Democratic leaders, called for his removal from office following Wednesday's assault. President Trump's Transportation Secretary, Elaine Chao, announced her resignation Thursday, the first cabinet secretary to resign because of Wednesday's deadly invasion of the U.S. Capitol by a mob of Trump supporters. Late Thursday, Education Secretary Betsy DeVos became the second cabinet member to resign a day after the violence at the Capitol. She blamed Trump for inflaming tensions. Chao and DeVos joined a growing list of resignations from the Trump administration after hundreds of Trump supporters broke into the Capitol as legislators were in the process of certifying the Electoral College votes in the November election, formalizing President-elect Joe Biden's win. Chao, the White House did not immediately comment on the resignations. U.S. law enforcement authorities have opened a criminal investigation into Wednesday's attack at the U.S. Capitol. The acting U.S. Attorney General for the District, Michael Sherman, said 15 people charged in federal court in Washington in connection with the rioting, 40 others charged in D.C. Superior Court leading up to the riot, most of them